Elvis-themed weddings are always popular in Vegas. After all, it's where the king of rock and roll married Priscilla in 1967. More than a half century later, Anna Marie Popoca and Michelle Antonio were on leave from the military and looking for something fun and different for their wedding. So they chose a ceremony at the Little White Wedding Chapel featuring a Shelvis, or She Elvis, an Elvis impersonator in drag.
And then we were like, yeah, let's do it. Let's be unique.
Qualities that are important even to Shelvis. A huge black wig, gold boots, and a shiny high-cut jumper with a cape. Shelvis, aka Mark Melton, says it's a unique experience.
I love it. It combines the best of both worlds when you think of Vegas, like showgirl and Elvis, all in one. And I love that I get to sing and marry people every day. It's a lot of fun.
The Little White Wedding Chapel offers classic Las Vegas amenities, including a drive-through option. This is the same chapel where Elvis got married, and more recently, Britney Spears and Jennifer Lopez. Weddings are a significant industry in Clark County, adding millions of dollars to the local economy. There are more than 70 standalone chapels. Most are near the Strip. Getting married in Las Vegas can be quick and easy. There's no waiting period, no blood tests, and the entire process can be completed in a couple of hours. There's even a pop-up marriage license office at the airport. These conveniences allow couples like Tim and Jessica Kennedy of North Carolina to focus on the qualities that make their day extra special. And recently, there's been some special significance with the calendar.
Well, we really like the date 123123 for 12/31/23.
For New Year's Eve, I thought it would be amazing that we get to end the year together and start the new one.
Couples usually choose a specialty date for practical reasons, says Clark County Clerk Lynn Marie Goya.
Well, the number one thing we hear is that it helps the husbands remember their anniversary.
On average, there are about 200 weddings a day in the county. On New Year's Eve, about 500 weddings. But palindromes, dates with the same sequence of numbers backwards and forwards, draw huge numbers. Goya says Lucky 7, July 7, 2007, was the record-setting date.
So 4,500 on 7/7/7, we're about 3,500 on 11/11/11.
For 2024, and several dates in April may come close to setting new records, as chapels are filling up this month. But Goya says, ultimately, there's more to it than just picking lucky numbers.
We kind of had a Vegas wedding club where couples love to talk to each other about their Vegas wedding, and they feel like it's a unique experience. And I don't think that that whole crowd experience is really available anywhere else in the world.
Once April ends, the next palindrome dates won't happen until 2025. But couples can always opt for special wedding-themed dates, like the cannabis-themed wedding on April 20th, considered an unofficial cannabis anniversary date, or Star Wars-themed weddings on May the 4th. Get it? And of course, there's always the walk-up wedding for couples who don't like to plan ahead. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.